Some states are not ready with a basic part of this fall's elections. Every state is supposed to make new election maps with district boundaries for legislatures. They're based on the most recent census. In Ohio, the maps are not approved, with a primary scheduled May 3rd. Ohio Public Radio's Andy Chow has been following this recipe for confusion. Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
What went wrong?
Well, things are pretty messy here in Ohio. The Republicans who dominate the Ohio Redistricting Commission have approved three different set of GOP-drawn maps for state House and state Senate districts, and those maps have been found unconstitutional by the Ohio Supreme Court all three times. So this has been a long process going back to last September, but because of all these court challenges and the failure to pass a constitutional map, Ohio's left without finalized districts before the May 3rd primary. Secretary of State says even if the commission were to adopt new maps, local boards of elections would not be able to put those on the ballot in time.
Wow, so we're already past the fail-safe point, so to speak, where this primary could come off without a hitch on May 3rd, which means voters can't know what's going on. Candidates can't know where they're running.
Right, and the main argument here from voter rights advocates and community organizations is that the state shouldn't even be in this position. Critics have been telling Republicans on the Redistricting Commission from the beginning that these maps are unconstitutional because they gave an unfair advantage to Republicans. The state Supreme Court validated all those concerns, and the maps getting rejected all these times is just making it hard to keep track of all the twists and turns. Here's what Jen Miller with the League of Women Voters of Ohio had to say about it.
Right now, voters don't even know who their candidates are. Candidates don't even know what their districts are. More time means everything.
And for Miller, she's calling on officials to delay the primary so everyone can have more time to figure things out.
Okay, can Ohio do that?
Well, lawmakers have made it very clear that the only way to delay a primary is if they decide to do so through legislation. They say, unlike in states like North Carolina, the court cannot change the date of Ohio's election.
Is the legislature getting ready to change the date?
They're not. Not at this point. They're pretty reluctant. I think they're waiting for maybe some more decisions from federal court, which is also pending.
Okay, so what does all of this mean for the people who want to run for office, intend to run for office, maybe even have declared they're running for office in some district or other?
Right, it's not just voters that are confused. Candidates are just as confused. Many campaigns are in limbo as the state works to figure this stuff out. They had to file their petitions back in February to say that they want to run for legislative office, and they don't even know what their districts are going to look like. They don't even know what communities they're going to represent. And the maps have changed so much that they don't even know where to put down yard signs. I talked to State Representative Thomas Hall about the challenges that he's facing.
I do a lot of doors and I do a lot of yard signs to get our message out. But right now we're kind of in a holding pattern to see where we should be putting these signs. Obviously, we don't want to create further confusion to the voters.
And Hall's a Republican from Southwest Ohio, sort of emphasizing that this is confusion on Republican side, on the Democratic side, and he says it's even hard to plan a strategy of how to run a campaign when you don't even know when the primary is going to be held.
Andy, thanks for your reporting. We'll continue following along.
All right, thank you.
That's Ohio Public Radio's Andy Chow.